This is Awesome Etiquette. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
I'm just so excited by this question, by the way. This is a new kind of etiquette issue question, and I love it. Dear Lizzie and Dan, first of all, many thanks for your podcast. I am an undergraduate student, and I communicate with professors on a regular basis. Some of them have told me that I may call them by their first name. Others, though, have not stated what I should call them, and I have been addressing them by their formal titles, since I have not been otherwise instructed. However, some of these professors have signed emails to me with their first name alone. So my question boils down to this. Is it okay to call people by their first name if that is how they have signed written communications to me? I feel odd about that, at least in some cases. But I don't feel comfortable asking them directly what I should call them either. What is the textbook etiquette for this situation, especially when addressing someone who is several decades your elder and is an authority figure at an institution where you are a student? Thanks again for a great podcast. All the best, Ben.
Oh, Ben, thank you for the great question. I'm going to share my cousin's enthusiasm about this question. I think it is brilliant. And it's brilliant because it looks to really honor people. And I love that. I love that care and attention to relationships, to how we address people, because it is so important. The textbook etiquette answer to your question is that you always look to call people what they prefer to be called. And that might be with their full title if they're a teacher. It might be with their first name. If there is any question about what someone likes to be called, you would want to ask them. And I would defer to the more formal until I had determined the other. And the reason that I would say that is that it's always easier to notch it down than it is to notch it back up. You want to be really careful that you don't offer that offense unintentionally and then have to make up for it at some point down the road. So I would start with a full title, professor, last name, mm-hmm. and then I would get more informal as time went on. I definitely think you're doing the right thing. You're looking for clues and you're saying, boy, this person signs their emails to me using their first name. That's certainly a clue that they might be open to a more informal form of address. And if you hear other students using that first name, if that seems to be the absolute standard, you might start to add up enough of these clues that you get a pretty good understanding that that's what's accepted, that's what this particular professor prefers. If you don't have a couple of layers to that sluicing out, to that detective work, I would just ask. And there's nothing inappropriate about that. You know, I've noticed you signed your emails first name, but I call all my professors here professor last name. What do you prefer? They tell you the answer, you're off to the races, and then you want to honor whatever they tell you from that point moving forward.
See, I love that because it's just simple and clear and it's there and it works. Because I was sitting here thinking like, oh, it would be so weird if your boss is always signing their name Vanessa and yet you've never had that in-person permission given. Just so you know, one of our family friends stuck by that rule so much that it wasn't until she was 40 years old that my grandmother finally said, it's okay to call me Patsy, to her. It was like she just stuck by the rule of until that person says it to your face, you do not, even if they've signed cards, whatever it is, you do not do that. And so it can be a thing. And I'm sitting here thinking, how weird would that be if you have regular communication with someone who signs their familiar name to you, but in person, they've never given that permission. So you want to be calling them by their title. And it's like, all that seems, I could see how that could be really awkward too. So it's like, I love Dan's approach of just ask and even explain. I was taught to wait. Your emails all say this. I wanted to be respectful. And I think that's such an honest and simple way to handle it.
That really makes you, I think, in good territory, yeah, asking that question, asking it in a way that's low stakes.
Best of luck with all your studies.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com.
You can also listen to our full-length weekly podcast. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute.